Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the Lord my God. He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has so many wonderful things to say. If only people would hear him out. When people hear the Lord out, they are tremendously blessed in every way of life. And I found it so wonderful to hear God out. Hearing him out makes the difference. Everything, whenever people are introduced to anything new, they can be apprehensive about it, especially when it's not well received. I preached at many churches, different types, and when people love the Word of God, it's the easiest atmosphere to preach in. When people desire the truth of God's Word, it's an easy atmosphere to preach in. People that love and know the Word, they are receptive. But anytime people are hungry after more of God, they activate your anointing, and it's an easier atmosphere. But when people love the world somewhere, they can the Holy Spirit won't feed them the same because they don't want it. It's different. It's totally different. And then when there's people that want to know mixed with people that don't want to know and there are evil spirits about, you can feel the warfare. You can feel the pushback. But when you become bold as a lion, when Christ is formed in you and you speak his word and you're contending for the faith, it doesn't matter what people think. And he'll help you feed the sheep of his people and puzzle the wolves that are out there. There are wolves out there. And then there are goats among the sheep, people that profess to be God's people, but they're really not in heart. And you know, their ways are wrong. What they do all the time as a pattern is just not godly. And so you can't look to man because of this. You have to look to God. Sometimes people make the mistake of formatting God. This morning I thought about the formats that people use, doctrines and the doctrinal format, the bylaws format, dress code formats, expected formats. And people stay within a confine of formats. But when you look to the Lord, you can minister beyond all that. Some doctrines are good. Some formats are even good, but they're not perfect. And the reason I say that, it may be biblical, but it's not perfect. Because the Holy Spirit knows the people, and he knows how to give the people the format. We don't. We just think we do. Many times we think we know what we're doing. But when you yield to the Holy Spirit, you'll always hit the target. And it'll rarely look like you did. But you did hit the target if you followed the Holy Spirit. And I say that from experience and drawing near to the Lord and seeking his face and learning from him. You can't walk by sight with his people. You have to look at him. And he'll cause you to say the things that need to be said. Even according to Corinthians chapter 14, where Apostle Paul told them, instead of coveting to try to outrank each other with speaking in tongues, that's what they were doing. They were trying to outperform each other by speaking in tongues, praising God, and prophesying. But he said, covet the gifts of prophecy, because then you're edifying people. You're edifying people. You're working to edify the people of God. And when you do that, it's perfect ministry. Follow him. Whatever he prompts you to say it. even in the way and character of how he said, say it. Some messages are bold, pulling people out of the fire. Some messages are teaching. Some messages are filled with laughter. Whatever the Holy Spirit does, do it. Follow him. Flow with him. Cry with those that cry. Weep with those that weep. Laugh with those who rejoice. You know, rejoice with them. The message is when God is in charge, it's that way. Even the revelation. A lot of times, revelation is not taught by God's people because people think in their mind that people won't receive it. And God is prompting them. If there's a prompting, then do it. That's where your peace is. Follow the peace. Follow the peace. Guidance of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes the Lord will give people gifts. You know, when God gives people gifts, that happens all at once. You're going about doing good. You're doing what he gave you to do, and then the gift of prophecy may happen. A word of knowledge, a word of wisdom. It's, you know, sometimes people are cautious and they get stunned and they freeze. Don't freeze, just flow with it. You'll never get to know God if you freeze all the time. We talked about that in the last broadcast. So, and I ended the last broadcast talking about how I wanted to conquer that. And I started saying that I would do all this in God's heart. Whatever he put in my heart, that's what I'm doing. That helps get me out of the way. And you have to follow him. And when the Lord turns the page, start where he starts. Do what he does. He's governing your life. Let it happen. Don't try to stay on the old page. That was good for that time. See, when people attempt in their mind to govern the move of God themselves in their own strength, they always fail. They fall far short of what God intended to do. Now, if a man pick up the Bible and read it, that will help. But people have concerns and needs and problems, and they need knowledge. And the Holy Spirit is there to assist you because he knows the people personally. When preachers yield to the Lord, many people in the congregation, they think that the pastor or the preacher know their business. But the pastor don't know people personally like God knows them personally, even if he know them personally. He don't know them like God know them. God knows what they're doing, thinking, and what they do in their secret places. He knows those that honor God. See, Ezekiel, he saw the angel receive an assignment. The mighty angels, they had weapons of war. Then the angel with the ink horn had the assignment to go and put a mark on everybody that was praying and crying out for the sins of Israel, so they'd be spared and kill the rest, starting with the leaders. Ezekiel tried to intercede for all of them, and God wouldn't hear it because the people had hardened their heart. We as men and women of God, we can't read the people. The mask that they put on is enough for us sometimes, but not for God. God looks at the heart. He always did, and he always will look at the heart. And you have to trust the heart that he sees. You have to trust what he sees enough to act on what he's given you to do. Now, when God give you a format, go by it, not the one that you were going to use. I'm saying that in love, because that way you'll be a greater blessing to the people. And most people are not going to preach this way. I'm sorry. But if they did, you would see great. You would see stronger Christians. Now, those who know their Lord, who know the Lord their God, they will be strong and do exploit. And the way people get strong They have to receive another word to drive out the old dead traditions that they did receive, and the things that's holding them back, and the influence of the world, and the negative influence of even God's people that have not received more light. When people try to live in one place and they don't try to grow, then they even, you know, people can prosper. That's not a sign of growth and maturity. The love of God is. When you can love people no matter what's going on, that's a sign of growth. When you can obey the Lord your God and King, when everything looks wrong, you obey God. And you continue in the path of light. And you get things done. That's a sign of growth. But when you stick to bylaws and doctrines of men, and what's comfortable, some people only do what makes them prosper. But the call of God can be so varied and different. Some preachers are called to full-time ministry. The assignment that they have, they can't work a job. Some ministers are called to have their own business. Some are called to work and do ministry. Some are called to coach football. And that the same anointing that they use in church, they use on the field. You can't limit the Lord. And those that do, they lack. They always. You know, every move of God has its own obedience. And following him is key. He goes far beyond the mind of man. I'm not trying to be hard on men at all. But after seeing so many people do so many things, and I know God's people love God's people, and they love the lost. Jesus said, I say come, and his body, the church, say come. His people say come. I know some Christians, they'll do anything they could to win souls. Some are shy. Some don't always know what to do. Some are not skilled ministers. They wish they could do better than they do. We all do. But we all trust something. And whatever we trust the most, that's what we're going to do. And the only way to win is follow God. If you have the desire to win the loss, to make the difference, then make the jump. What I mean by making the jump, that means when the Lord is persuading you by the Holy Spirit, guiding you, follow his peace. It's safe. It's good. It's wholesome. It always works. And it's always true. Just like you follow the peace, follow his warning voice. Sometimes things are happening that you don't know about. It's impossible for you to approve everything that God knows about of your own knowledge. You're going to have to trust him on some things. The Lord has raised up people to warn us, to help us, to go help us go forward. It's our duty to receive the word and wisdom of God. Don't judge his people falsely. But you know God's voice. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice and they follow me, and a stranger they won't follow. Now, in the last broadcast, I mentioned the enemy came trying to get me off track many times, many ways. But something in the milk wasn't clean. I wasn't even a child of God yet, but I had been around my parents and they lived a loving life. And so they loved each other. I never seen them fuss each other out. Never. I thought it was normal for husbands and wives to just love each other. And I know they had their differences. My sisters told me they did. I met them when I was younger. My mother was 40. And my dad was 42 on my birth certificate. So they were seasoned. They had been in ministry a while. When I came along, what they were doing was my vision. They lived a good life. And they never complained. And when I say that, I'm not kidding. My dad worked one of those jobs when you get off, you're tired. And he worked at U.S. Pipe. He worked in the Rockwool section. And I didn't even know he was a skilled mechanic till I was grown. He had had mechanic jobs before he got the job at the plant. But the plant was more suitable. He would get off at 3:30. Mechanics get off late. They get off when they fix these stubborn cars. But he got off at 3:30, and he'd get home right after I get out of school. He'd take a shower when he get off. And then every weekend they drive to Utah, Alabama. Now that's about an hour away, more or less. And then they spend the weekend there. They had a project parsonage. And it was across the street from St. Paul United Methodist Church. And he pastored two other churches on the alternate weekends. Springfield and Manchester. And it was a wonderful childhood growing up with them. And my mother was a school teacher. But watch this. All that work that they did, they didn't complain about their jobs. And then they drive on their off day to Utah, Alabama, and preach and come back and be at work Monday morning, early in the morning. This is what they did. And I lived in the house with them till I was grown. And they never complained. And they enjoyed it. And they loved the people. And together, Mama said they paid for three churches. And then he pastored other churches before I was born, in Altoona and Collinsville. So when I understand that you're going to trust something, and people gravitate to what they trust. But see, now, if you're going to follow God and be effective, you have to yield what you know. You have to yield what you've learned. You have to yield what you've seen and put God first. Jesus said in John chapter 15, if you're bearing fruit, he will purge you and you will bear more fruit. Now, I want to make, purging is a word I just learned not long ago. They made a movie about the purge. And on some vehicles, they have purge filters, which is a filter. It separates what you don't want. Israel was supposed to take Canaan land. God gave it to them. They were supposed to possess it and drive out the Canaanites. And I use this analogy so many times. We're supposed to quench every fiery dart. Our fiery darts is our Canaanites. Our lukewarm and worldly thoughts is our Canaanites. We have to drive them out. As we receive the light of God's word, we drive out the things of darkness, all of it. And we do all of God's word. And we reject as we learn and as darkness is exposed, we drive it out of our lives. And the reason Christians have so many problems that linger is because they don't know to drive out the old. And when God shows you something better, put it ahead of what's good. You can use the things that you have. Anybody that will hear my voice and do these things, when the Lord gently guides you to do something that you've never done before, that doesn't mean that your format is wrong, that your bylaws are wrong. But when you can see them for what they actually are in the light of God's word. Now, God's word, the intended meaning, the rightly divided intended meaning of the Holy Ghost. Now, that's your real light. And anything that's a deviation, you'll see it. Once you know if something's wrong, drive it out. And then do what's better. And then God will show you how to use what you're doing in a good way. If it's good, it's going to stay in your life. It's just going to be enhanced. You're not throwing away all of the Baptist doctrine or the Methodist doctrine. They're good doctrine. They get people saved. So many millions of people are going to live because of Baptist and Methodist and Episcopalian and Lutheran and Catholics. There are many Catholics that get saved. They believe on Jesus. And holiness preachers, Pentecostal. We all need each other. Everybody, every person can receive something from the Lord that others may not be aware of. So when God do something that's new to you, that doesn't mean it's wrong. When you listen to the people of God, if they say anything that you never heard before, all you have to do is regard the word of God. And I've heard things that was amazing to me, things I didn't know were going on. But I trust the Lord. And I've been fighting the enemy long enough to know that he's always up to something bad. And some of the bad stuff he do is just, it's off, it's way off the charts of what I would do. But he's not me. He'll do anything. But when you follow God and his guidance, it's so much greater than what you're used to. And I don't say this lightly. As you follow him, you're safe. Your life will be more refined. You'll walk in more light, and you'll be so much, you'll be a greater blessing than you're able to be on your own. Now, I'm out of time. This broadcast is kind of short compared to others, but I thank God for every word that proceeds out of his mouth. And as Christians and people of God that love him, we just need to obey him. When you have concerns like Gideon, ask the Lord. He didn't ask to get out of his duties. He asked questions and laid out fleeces so that he could be in faith. He asked God for more information so that he wouldn't fail. If what God said originally, you believe it, but you're still having problems and doubting, and you're having problems, you're struggling not to doubt against it, ask him questions till you steadily in faith and obey him. You're just going to, that's making the jump. When you act on what he said, you made the jump. Make the jump. It works. And people who make the jump, the Lord give them more and more knowledge. And some things of God just may be weird to you, but that's all right. We need, if Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Some preachers are different. We're not cookie cutter. We're all individuals. And we all share our own assignments. And everybody's assignment is important. And they're going to give an account for how they handle those assignments. I'm going to give an account for how I handle it. This is a serious thing. And I don't take my work lightly. And I don't take anybody else's work lightly. And I don't look down on other people. And if they're wrong somewhere, I pray that they'll be corrected. When I'm wrong, I ask the Lord to help me be corrected. When I'm not sure, I rebuke the spirit of deception. I know that the enemy can deceive me. I can be deceived. I can think something's true and it's not. So when that happens, if I suspect that I might be being deceived on any subject, I say, Lord, I rebuke deception and I pray for clarity. If I've gone off on a tangent, my Lord, help me get back on track and see it for what it is and kill this problem. I always ask him to help me kill my problems, because problems don't have to linger. Canaanites can be driven out of your life. Israel didn't do it, but you can do it. You have the power of the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus, and the authority to use his name. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means stop you. If you won't be stopped, you cannot. It's impossible for Satan to stop you. And I love testimonies of my dear brothers. I love the way Henry Groover handled his cancer. He said, he told that doctor, I will not die. I'm not quoting him, but he said, I refuse to die, knowing that the blood of Jesus has washed my sins away. And he's healed my body. And I won't let cancer take me out. And he said he couldn't even drive a car because his spirit would try to leave his body. This man is, you know, I love people that just love God. When you love, you, some people will struggle to say, how could somebody do that? When you've been in God's presence, you'll be surprised at what you'll end up doing. Just keep on making the jump, and it'll be you kicking Satan out of your life. And live in joy. No, when people don't agree, you don't need them anyway. You got the Lord to cheer you up. Rest in him and do it his way. Look at him and don't look at people. Don't look at what's not And don't look at what hasn't come to pass yet. Only look at the Lord your God and King, and it makes it so much easier, especially when you confess that you're willing and obedient to make the jump. I'm out of time. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.